In the ongoing effort to avoid commercials on our show, we bring you a commercial from us. My subby and I have created a boutique adult toy store on my website. We have handpicked items that are low cost and show up on your doorstep with all of your other Amazon packages. Make sure, though, that you open them, not your kids. Go to kristenkellogg.com or find the link in the notes of this episode. We will get a percentage of the sales from the items exclusively on my storefront. You get some special items to enhance your FLR, and we all win without a stupid ass commercial.
Yeah, it's not like it's awkward. It's just, oh, fuck, that really just happened. Nope. And, you know.
Let's not do that again.
Yeah, that's it.
This podcast is intended for mature audiences only. If you are not 18 years of age or older, there are thousands of other podcasts you can listen to, and you can come back and visit us when you are 18. This podcast is meant solely for entertainment. We are not licensed doctors, lawyers, or therapists. We simply have a fascination with the lifestyle and a love to share it with you and get your thoughts and opinions.
Welcome back. Who's here?
I'm here.
My sub is here.
Mm-hmm.
Whoop, whoop. Let's dive in. I'm going to dive into some housekeeping before I introduce our fabulous guests. This episode is going to be super, super fun. I'm super excited. All the super. It's delightful. You're welcome.
That's your new word is delightful.
Delightful. Housekeeping. I want to put out there, we had our ladies group meeting this past Thursday, coming up into my favorite month of the year, Locktober. We will be doing two ladies groups, one in the beginning. So the second Thursday of the month will be just us ladies to talk about how Locktober has started. And then the second meeting we are going to do where you can bring your subby to the meeting and we'll talk about how Locktober has gone. Mm-hmm. Now, if you want to participate in the meeting, you sure don't have to be participating in Locktober. Feel free to join with your by yourself for the first one or with your subby for whatever you would like to refer lovingly to him as for the second meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
And that's over on the Patreon.
That is on the Patreon. So join the Patreon. And it's just the lowest tier gets you the Zoom link.
Mm-hmm. Super cheap.
What else was there? Oh, Owl.
Yeah. Talk about Owl. Hey.
I don't ever go live, but.
That's not true.
I do.
That is not true.
I do.
You've been live a good handful of times.
Yes.
You're getting better at it. Yeah.
So if anyone's interested in talking to me again, I need to emphasize this is not for a phone sex use.
Nope.
This is for if you are struggling with your partner in your female-led relationship or whatever the case may be, you can reach out to me on Owl and we can have a conversation. I think it's what, $10 or $2 for 10 minutes?
It's $10. It's okay. You get a free $10 if you use your code, which is FLR. And you can talk to people for a dollar for 10 minutes.
Oh, yeah. So I'm cheap.
A lot of people, including Christine and EA is on there as well.
I'm a little more than a dollar.
Yeah.
Yeah. As you should be. Sure. As you should be.
Yeah.
But it's definitely worth going on there for sure.
Yes.
100%.
Yes. So if you're interested in that, and if for any reason I'm not live, if I'm not live, take that out, right? Mm-hmm. If I'm not live, you can request for me to go live. If I am not in the middle of doing something, I will go live immediately and we can have our conversation.
Yeah.
And I think that's it. It was just, I wanted to get the ladies group for Locktober. Mm-hmm. I have all of my topics for Locktober picked out. So those episodes we're going to work on this weekend and throughout this week. So hopefully they will all be pre-recorded so that I can edit them.
Mm-hmm. How proud are you?
And get them done. It's not a try. I'm not going to try. I'm going to do it.
Yeah, officially.
So,
yeah.
So yeah, that's the plan. I'm excited for the Locktober episodes. I think they'll be fun.
Yep.
I'm just excited for Locktober.
We have a couple episodes that are going to finish up this season. And then season four starts in October, which is going to coincide with EA's podcast, actually, too. And we'll talk about that, too.
Yes. And I think that is it for housekeeping.
I think so.
Okay. Yeah. So let's dive in. So this episode, we have EA and his lovely wife, and we're going to talk about, we'll do introductions, but it's basically a fire away, ask any question that comes to your mind mm-hmm. about our dynamic, the things that we participate in. And now this is a couple that is not in the lifestyle
nope.
of any shape. They're just a fantastic couple that's mm-hmm. here to ask us the questions that maybe you want to know the answers to that you haven't asked.
And this is actually kind of designed to like, if you are a lovely listener who we appreciate very much, if you are in an FLR and you are getting questions from people, our answers might help you answer some of those mm-hmm. questions too. So, yeah. And you know, again, do your own research, do your own, all your stuff. We're not like the end all authority on anything, but we might come up with a nugget of something that would be helpful.
I mean, that's the goal at the end of the day.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Okay.
So you introduce yourself and your beautiful bride.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And let me know what you would like us to call you. Some people don't want to use their real name.
Right. So it's right there in the corner. I got it actually in the corner. I'm EA and this is my beautiful queen.
Tea time.
We have a podcast streaming on all platforms. It's Meet the Allens. You know, we talk about relationships. We talk about, you know, perspective. It's all about the perspective.
Everything I've awesome. Done.
Yeah.
Ups and downs.
I love it.
Ups and downs. All in between. Keep the crevices.
All of it.
0, 100.
So I'm waiting for my wife to warm up a little bit, but we're here. I wanted her to join me for this one just because I felt like it has so many different dynamics to it, and mm-hmm. a woman's touch ain't nothing like a woman's touch. So I wanted her right. definitely to sit in on this one with me. So yeah.
Well, I'm really glad that she decided to join you too, because I love it when we can get the views of both. And I love that you guys have a podcast about relationships, and you said it's all about perspective.
Yes.
My goodness, I can't tell you how many times I've said that on my podcast. Yeah. It is 100% about perspective.
That's what it's right. about.
Communication. And yes. So right. that's awesome.
So diving in.
I'm going to dive in. Letting you, take the lead.
So what exactly,
ask away.
Well, before we dive in, let me introduce my own self, sis.
Yes.
I didn't get to do my introduction.
I did it too far.
Okay. Yeah, that's the thing. See, for I don't need you to introduce me.
Okay.
Yes, my name is Taliba. I don't mind, you know, putting it on the podcast, but they do call me Tea Time. Yes, I am the wife of this magnificent man, EA. We've been together for a long time. However, I am my own person as well.
Mm-hmm. Now,
I've been in the medical insurance field for actually 10 years today. And I have my own gardening business, Pure Love Garden Therapy. It actually is teaching self-sustainability and also interacting with therapy because, you know, the dirt that you actually put your hands in is the same as taking an antidepressant. It is.
Oh my gosh. I love that.
Yes. So, you know, watch out. I too am all out. I don't go live. That is just one thing I am actually challenging myself, but that's because I don't like talking on the phone. So, you know, I mean, it's not that I don't like it. I was in customer service for so long. When I got off, I just wasn't doing any phones. And then got in the habit of not talking on the phone. But this guy right here pushes me all the time. And I'd be like,
oh, I believe it.
Hold on. But yeah.
Time out.
I wake up talking out. Yeah. I wake up, I'd be like, honey, go live. It'd be like 4 a.m. I'd be like, babe,
and I'm
going to go to work. But I'd be like, honey, make sure you go live today. I'm in my final word before I go to work. I'm saying, make sure you go live today. Okay.
Yeah.
I see it works as much for you as it does for me, because I don't also live.
I do the same thing.
Yeah.
And I should. Yeah, I should.
And it might be beneficial in the future, but you know, it's something that you're ready to do it. It's not something that I put force on.
Right. Right.
There's so many amazing people on all. I'm just blown away. Yeah.
So speaking of force, I like that. I like the way you say you can't force a person to do something. Hey. I'm here.
Let's get into
I got a million questions.
Like that. I'm saying,
like that segue. And I met Christine. I mean, I was working with Brian first. I was working with him first. And then Christine appeared on the Out app, and she ran into one of my partners like that I work with, and she spoke something. And then one thing led to another. She was on a podcast, and I heard her OMG. And it was just like, I was like breathtaking. Like the words, how she spoke. I was like, wow. I was like, she is powerful. So what is the lifestyle? You said, like, you know, people, like when you introduced us, you said we wasn't with the lifestyle. What is the lifestyle? Let's start there.
Okay. Well, the when you hear the word, you know, the lifestyle in quotes, it
people
can
automatically go to swingers.
Yeah, right. it's a swingers connotation kind of, but there's so that one word represents an incredible rainbow of different types mm-hmm. of relationships and different types of personalities mm-hmm. and different types of, you know, desires or needs or whatever. It's such a wide net. Like, you know, yeah, it's all over the place. So our specific little area in that is a female led relationship.
Okay,
which, and now even in that, there's still a huge rainbow in that as well mm-hmm. because yeah. there's some people that are on one end of it where it's very laid back. It's not overly run by the woman,
right?
You know, but it's influenced,
right?
You know,
ooh, that word, but,
right? Mm-hmm. But then, way on the other side, like the man doesn't hardly speak a word.
Yeah, you know? I mean, there's
it's variety. So
yeah, yeah, variety of
because you know, I pretty much lead a lot, you know?
right, in the house.
It's a variety.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's a variety of levels. And I think that using the term in the lifestyle is just a label. And I don't like labels, yeah. but it's the easiest way for people to kind of get on board with kind of what we're talking about right. or just kind of understand. Like everybody, you say you're in the lifestyle, people generally get what that means. And then if they want to know more, then they'll ask questions yeah. because with this dynamic and really the life that we live, we let people lead. You know, I don't want to push my life on somebody else or something that makes them feel uncomfortable. Right. So I very much let them lead the conversation. And if I say not in the lifestyle or in the lifestyle, generally, I mean, you kind of knew mm-hmm. what it meant. Mm-hmm. So it's a lead word that really allows them to kind of take control of the conversation and figure out what they want to know or how far in depth they want to go with it.
Right. And it gives you that perspective. You know, we were talking earlier about perspective. Mm-hmm. You know, we know that, okay, this conversation is going to have this perspective,
right?
You know, or whatever it is. So it's just kind of pushes you in a direction kind of.
And I think a lot of people live this dynamic without the name. Mm-hmm. I think there's a lot of good men out there that are attentive to their wives.
Yes.
And if you were from the outside looking in, you could say it was a female-led relationship. Mm-hmm. But it, you know, you don't need that label either. You guys, you do what works for your relationship. Right. Mm-hmm. I like it yeah. because it makes me feel empowered. So I like to say I'm in a female-led relationship. Mm-hmm. And he very much likes being told, you know, he likes being called my subby or, you know, being told that you're being... He'll say that he's submissive and he enjoys that. Mm-hmm. So that's why
that tickles his fantasy.
Yes.
Which is cool. But that I really appreciate the breakdown of that because it actually leads me to a very question that I really have. Like when you say female led relationship, I was just thinking like, you know, there are some aspects of our relationship where I would say mm-hmm. that I'm more, you know, so what makes it different? You know what I'm saying? What makes it different? What makes it a lifestyle versus just a way that you communicate with your spouse?
Well, it definitely starts with that, with how you communicate with your mm-hmm. spouse. You know, we use that word ad nauseum. Mm-hmm. Like we
communication.
Pound it, mm-hmm. we pound it, just like EA pounds some of his words over and over, right? Mm-hmm. We talk about communication being the base. The founding, the cornerstone.
There we go.
You know,
yes,
it's the cornerstone of the relationship.
Yeah,
right. And then you know, on top of that is honesty and transparency and trust and all of that stuff. And all that stuff exists in our marriage and our relationship.
Man, that's what
takes it further is when you add a little bit of, and you add your whatever level it is of the dominant and submissive identification,
which we enjoy the dom sub aspect of it. Like I enjoy those names, and mm-hmm. it makes me feel empowered. And mm-hmm. I mean, even just being in this relationship, because I knew nothing. I mean, I grew up Catholic. I knew nothing of this entire world, so. When we start the labels for me helps me kind of grasp what mm-hmm. what it is we're doing and kind of so for us it's and I literally I mean I pretty much control everything like mm-hmm. I wouldn't say that we're an extreme level, but like all of our vehicles are in my name. All of our property is in my name, and mm-hmm. I handle the money and, you know, all of those things, which is things that we sat down and talked about.
Well, then, dadgummit.
I mean, that's why I wanted her to be here. Honestly, I wanted her to hear this because I'm like, you know, I'm fascinated by this whole thing, but I, but at the same time, it definitely, it doesn't sit well with me. Just the female,
it's a label put on,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Sometimes when you put labels on things, it frightens people because they feel like they're in a box.
I'm people.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I don't like putting people or anyone in a box. You know, I feel like people should, you know, do what they want to do, what work, like you said earlier, what works for them. But now that I hear it, like when we, and I heard a little bit of the interview before, like when he spoke on it, it wasn't in that dynamic. It was in a different dynamic, like he doesn't say anything, whatever. I mean, but I think in every relationship, there's a person that takes on, you know what I'm saying, the stronger part of something, and you know, maybe the lesser, I guess, if that's how you want to put a label on it. So thank you very much for, you know, just expanding on that. I mean, so
I absolutely, when we have like a major life decision, like I would never, and there are couples that do, I mean, this is to each their own, but I would never make a major financial decision without taking, at the end of the day, it's my decision, but I will always take, you know, we'll sit down and we'll have a conversation like any other married couple and be like, okay, well, here's the pros and cons of it. And the final decision is mine, but I always know what his opinion is and where he's at with it. And then I choose accordingly. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I just prefer, I mean, I like the female led relationship label. And I think that has a lot to do with my previous relationships as well. Yeah. I was always, you know, I never really felt in control. I took care of everything, but I never really felt like I was in control.
You know,
it was just expected.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I really like that. I mean, I don't feel like it puts me in a box per se. I think it empowers me, but I do see, because I don't like labels. I like our labels because I choose to use them, but I don't, I mean, I think there's a lot of people out there that live this type of relationship and don't even, it just looks like a very attentive husband taking care of his wife and doing things to make her life easier. And I mean, really, that's all that matters. You know, happy wife, happy life.
Right.
Well, maybe happy spouse, happy house.
Yes, that
that's
too.
True. Yeah.
That's even.
Yeah.
Well done. I like that. But in your
case, I hear what you're saying.
Yeah. So I remember, you know, when we first started, like Brian was mentioning about, you know, the dynamics and the rainbows and stuff like that. So in your particular female dominated relationship, What are some aspects that are different than others? Like, what are some of the things that are dominant that, you know, our relationship consists of this? Like, I'm interested to hear that type of stuff. Yeah, not the money. I mean, we know the money. I got that already. Like, look, talk dirty to me.
Let me break down a little bit. So a female-led relationship, I like to refer to it as like a scoop of vanilla ice cream, right? Or strawberry chocolate, whatever.
You add in
there's other different things that you can add in that are your preferences. So it's like the sprinkles, or maybe you want some chocolate syrup, or you know, whatever it might be. So like us personally, we participate in chastity, which we talked about October. So I mean,
what is that?
Okay, so chastity for the people in the back.
Let's open up this can of worms. Here we go.
So my wonderful subby here came to me probably a year after we started this dynamic. So we'd probably been together for about a year, and he sends me a picture of a cock cage, to which I respond, fuck yes. So it's just literally, it's exactly what it sounds like. It's a chastity device. I prefer the metal variety. So it has a ring that goes around his balls. And then there's literally a cage that goes up over his penis. And this is the key that unlocks the lock for the cage. So
now,
is it something more every day?
So when we started, we didn't do it every day. And this is another area where I'm in control. You know, a lot of people are like, why the fuck would you do that? Don't you like having sex with your husband? Well, yes, of course I do. I take it out. I do what I want with it. And then I put it away. You know, I I mean, I don't know how else to really explain.
That's what I was about to say. Like, you know, it's lifestyle's got its whole thing, right? Then FLR's got its whole, mm-hmm. and then of course chastity also has its whole thing,
right?
You know, so this all comes up by communication,
right?
You know, right. I wasn't forced into anything. We talked about it and agreed that this would work for both of us.
And I 100% trust my husband. This is not because I think he's going to go cheat on me, so I locked his dick up.
Right.
I
mean,
now, talking to him.
I mean, we're being honest and open, right? Yeah. So my history, like I had the history that I wasn't very proud of. I was not a faithful husband in my past. You know, so wearing this cage to mean something to me. Mm. Now, I know I'm not going to do anything in this relationship. I'd be fucking stupid to do something. Right. I've never been more happy in my life. Right.
I can dig it. I can.
But that voice in my little voice in my head says, hey, this is probably a good idea. You should do this, mm-hmm. you know. And so I enjoy it. Actually, it's something I enjoy.
That she has control, that she can unlock you, and lock you up.
Yes.
How long do you get to have that? I mean, how long is that privilege going for? Like a month or a week? How we do this?
We were pretty much 24/7
for a while.
For quite a while.
Yeah.
It's kind of, I mean, take away the physical aspect of it to a certain extent. Right. It's actually a pretty intense bond between the two of us. I mean, It's more than just this device on his penis. I mean, there's a connection between us, and it's like, it's kind of like our little cute secret. I mean, I don't know if cute would be a good word to describe it, but you know, it's kind of like our secret. Like this key goes to the lock of something that's on his penis, and mm-hmm. only him and I know that, you know, listen, the lock on it isn't huge. I mean, it's not, he could bolt cutter it off.
I've had to take it off. In emergency,
yeah, it's not. I mean, we don't have a real. I mean, you can get some pretty intense cages that would be very, very hard to get off. Like mm-hmm. you have to have a backup key mm-hmm. at all times. But yes, safety first, obviously. And if there was something that, you know, sometimes it can cause a sore because it rubs or there's, you know, whatever, and then we take it off. Yep. You know what I mean? It's never.
You got to be healthy.
Yeah.
You know, you get don't be, you know, reckless with it.
With your body. Do it hurt?
I mean, no. Well, okay. About that. you know, in the middle of the night, sometimes you get the pee boner.
Right.
Right. Okay. Well, if this is locked up in a cage, it can only grow so big.
Ooh.
Once it's reached that, it gets to be painful.
Yeah.
Now, me personally, after doing this for a few months or whatever, I don't know the specific time, but those have gone away. I don't have those in the middle of the night.
However, I don't know if it's that way for everybody because I've had some listeners tell me that really never goes away.
Oh,
right.
You know, it's not as frequent.
So you got to unlock them to go to the restroom?
No. So the cage has rings on it. So it's kind of it's open. I mean, there are cages that are fully enclosed.
Yeah.
But what did somebody in my ladies group call it? I think she called it prune dick or pickle dick. If it's super enclosed, you don't get air, it's, you know, you sweat or whatever. I've always much preferred the metal cages because they don't
air.
You don't have as much of an issue with a smell.
Yeah.
He's able to get his fingers in there and clean when he needs to. And it comes off on Sundays for regular cleaning and mm-hmm. a deep cleaning and whatever. But mm-hmm. there's a hole at the end of it. So that he can pee.
So that just means I have to sit down to pee.
Yeah.
That's one area I have control.
She enjoys that part of it.
So how long, what's the longest you've worn it for at once?
Ooh.
Well, it always comes off on Sundays. So if you exclude that, I mean, there was probably 2 years we went solid.
Wow. Yeah.
I mean, but it would come off and we didn't not have sex for 2 years.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
But I mean,
but again,
I'm fucking you, but pull it back up, brother. I'm fucking you right now, but you're going to lock it right back up.
That's exactly how that goes.
Yes.
Take it off. I'm going to use you. And then we're going to put it right back away.
Ooh. Brian's getting you guys right now. I feel the energy. I feel the energy. Yes.
But like we were saying, there's different ranges of that also. Yeah. Like there are people who are absolutely 24/7. They're never out. You know, they've figured out whatever their rhythm is to stay in constantly 24/7, 365, whatever. And then there, you know, other people who are doing chastity are like, you know, doing it on the weekends or once, you know, once during the day or whatever. This whole thing is about what you two as a couple decide. There's no, you know, you have to do it this way.
And you know, if you're just starting your chastity journey, I mean, not that you guys are going to start a chastity journey.
Well, but you never know.
Yeah, but you don't. That is true. You never know. Yeah, aren't you happy you brought her? Her and I are going to have a little sidebar conversation.
Yes, ma'am. Now, when we go live.
There you go. There you go.
But you should absolutely, if you're just starting this, you should start slow and you should try. It's a real journey to get to the right cage, the right fit. And there's a lot that goes into it.
I would need an actual.
You would need what?
Something bigger than a cage.
Yes.
Sure.
So I would suspect that there are probably, you can get custom ones too.
Yes.
But I mean, if you're going to do metal, that might be a awfully heavy cage.
I would want something. I couldn't even, I don't know why I'm saying this. This is ridiculous. But in order to even consider it, right? It would have to be something that where if I was to have an erection, it could be in there too. I can understand the lock syndrome. Mm-hmm. I see myself, when you were talking about that, I felt my wife's energy. We've been through some shit. So that right there, motherfucker, I got you now. That might sound good to her. I can see her pushing something like that. But right, the only way it would work, it has to, like, my thing has to be able to move around and breathe inside the chastity where I can't go in nobody else, but I need to be able to breathe around my own.
Well, first of all, you should already have your own self.
No, I'm just saying. I ain't locking nothing up. That's for the record. I would never lock myself up. I don't see how.
There we go.
I can't lock myself up. I just couldn't.
It's interesting, too, though, because, you know, a lot of interaction that I get from my podcast, too, it's the men that bring it up.
Yeah.
So it's pretty interesting. It's not generally, the women are generally like, what do you mean you want to lock your dick up?
Right.
Awesome. And then, then on that, you know, social media is actually doing a disservice to this kind of relationship and to chastity because it sets very unrealistic expectations on the people interested in it that they think it's going to be like this.
Right.
Well, listen, we're human beings, you know, we have lives and we have problems and we have
there's kids.
Daily driver stuff that we need to consider, you know, and that was really one of the reasons we actually started the podcast to start with, because there wasn't really anything that addressed the, you know, mixed family, you know, stressed about money, you know, truck breaking down, all, you know, struggle with the family. There was nothing. It was all like fantasy kind of, you know, it's all cutesy. Like that is not practical.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So we started this because we felt that there needed to be something practical that people could listen to.
Therapy. Mm-hmm. It's therapy. You know? It's therapy also.
Like, exactly.
And it's very real life. Yep.
It is.
So, you know what?
And
I just like, I love how this conversation is going because the way I look at it now, you gave me the foundation with the ice cream scoop and the sprinkles, right?
And the chocolate.
So I see the chastity as a sprinkle, right?
Yep.
Yes. Now,
well, there are some other sprinkles. And I think, and also I'm associate you, Miss Christine, you're the ice cream, right? He's the sprinkles. Damn it. So, brother.
Yeah.
Hey, Mr. Sprinkles. What are some other sprinkles you add to the ice cream that, that's different than, you know, than most? Like, I mean, what's the secret sauce to the ice cream?
I mean, I would say chocolate sauce, but this next thing would probably be a bad reference to use for chocolate sauce. We should probably find something.
Yeah.
Well, go ahead. Let's use chocolate sauce. Yeah. I'm painting this picture in my head. I see ice cream and then I see sprinkles. The chastity belt was a sprinkle. That was more like, you know, the actual sprinkles. Yeah.
Yep.
What's the next one? You said, you got chocolate sauce for me?
Yeah, okay. We do pegging. So maybe a bad choice of sauce type, chocolate sauce for pegging.
Yeah.
But so pegging is, I will put a strap on and put
truffle butter
it in my husband's butt. Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm getting a little closer to the mic here because I never heard the term until I met you, I mean, I think I might have heard it, but I never understood it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, my wife knows. She knows everything. She's into all this stuff. But I don't. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. But pegging. What is that? What is that? What is that? What is that?
So, if we want to talk about what makes me feel empowered, and I don't know why this is, but you strap on a dildo on me, and I am like queen of the fucking world. Like, I want to play pea swords. I want to do helicopter. I want to do all the things that men get to do with their wieners. And obviously, my husband doesn't have a vagina. He only has one hole. So that's what we do. We put it in that singular hole.
Okay. And then how does that make you feel, Mr. Sprinkles? That's your name for the podcast.
Yeah, Mr. Sprinkles. I love it.
What does that do for you, sir?
So that plays into the submissive side of me.
Okay.
Right. So that's because I'm submissive. I am submitting to that. And it's definitely a physical thing, obviously, but it's absolutely a powerful emotional thing and mental thing. It really is.
Speak to that. The emotion. Yeah.
I get to feel my wife's power. Right. And then I get to feel powerless. Like she is absolutely dominating me in that situation.
Very specifically. It with such conviction. Right?
And I love it.
Well, it's what it is, you know, and for a long time I was like, I've had this tendency for a very long time, but I was never with anybody that I felt as comfortable as I am now to talk about it. Right. And guess what? There are thousands of men across America. Very much like me.
There are,
but they're too scared to say something about it.
Right. And there are men.
Well, because of the fear of the stigma of being gay or.
Yes.
That's
like, if there is one thing, that is a real hot button topic for me because it's just another area to receive pleasure. Mm-hmm. Just because it's your asshole or your anus or whatever you want to call it, and you like to have something put in it, that does not make you gay.
Right.
You are gay if you are attracted and have emotional connections and feelings of love towards another person of the same sex.
Yeah.
What you put in your holes does not determine your sexuality. Okay. Like that is so.
That's the same thing as like what do they have those butt beads? Those.
Anal plugs anal beads.
Yep.
Just because you enjoy that does not make you gay. It's just another way to enjoy pleasure. Mm-hmm. If that's an area, like, listen, nothing's going in my butt ever. So unless I'm drunk and in the shower,
which will never happen.
Right. So it's not for me, but I very much enjoy being in control.
Mm-hmm.
And again, he brought this to me. I didn't know what the fuck it was. Yeah. I was like, what do you mean you want me to put something in your butt? Are you crazy? Like this one wasn't an easy, this one wasn't like, fuck yes.
Yeah. But then once you did it, you're like, oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Score.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, the first time is always awkward and you're kind of like, you know, I mean, obviously you have
a lot of figuring out, but it's communication.
Yeah.
And it's trust.
And I would do anything. I mean, like, I'm so comfortable doing anything with this man. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we will fuck up or something will be awkward and we'll just laugh it off. Nothing. Yeah. It's not like it's awkward. It's just, oh, fuck, that really just happened. Yep. And, you know,
let's not do that again.
Yeah. That's off the table for now. Or maybe we shouldn't do that next time. Or let's figure out a way to make sure that doesn't happen.
Right.
Not specifically just with pegging. I mean, he's never shit on me. So in case anybody's wondering.
Right. No.
So
I was going to ask that. But do you consider yourself like, you know, bisexual or gay, like, you know, at all in any word?
You know, I don't have a yes or no for that, to be honest, because there are absolutely men that I think, man, that guy's good looking, you know, but I, you know.
So going down that line, right? If since it's a female dominated relationship, if she told you, no, not, I guess, told you, if she told you.
Yep.
Hey, yeah, plenty. I want you to, yeah, let him do it instead of me. I'm a watch.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something you would be open to?
I would do that because it's something that she enjoys.
So that's like a key foundation of our relationship. If there's something that I enjoy or something that would bring me pleasure or turn me on, he'll fucking do it. He doesn't care. I mean, there's hard limits, obviously.
Right.
you know.
What's a hard limit? It'll sound like shit. I'm trying to find a wall. Where's the I don't see a wall here. What are you
like, we're just finally taking notes because I'm going to have to be like,
finally, okay, where's the wall? Give me a wall.
You know, as a couple, we've not found a wall.
I like
it. Really, like you know.
I like it. That was a great answer.
As these two specific people have not found a wall necessarily, other than we don't do like shit play.
Oh, yeah, you know? Absolutely not.
There's people that do that. That's not what our thing.
What did you say?
Shit play or scat play? Ooh, like people like to be shit on?
Nope.
Yeah, that's a hard. That's a wall.
Yeah, that's a wall.
Please don't say no animals, dude. I love my cat.
No. Right. I didn't even go there. Yeah, that would be an absolute hard limit.
There we go. There's a wall.
There's the wall.
No
animals.
There's the wall.
I mean,
Hell.
No children. Right. Jesus Christ, no.
Okay, right. So the wall is built. We got a wall.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I guess to me, that's just common sense things.
Right.
Common sense.
But it's not.
You got to say it.
I know.
Yeah. You got
to
say
it. And that's scary. But yeah. No, and I mean, so moving on to another sprinkle is like there's cuckolding, right? So cuckolding is where I sleep with another man while he's there.
Okay.
So, and that's not the way it has to be for everybody. Like sometimes there's hot wifing where the wife just goes out and does her thing and maybe doesn't tell her partner about it at all, but it's something that they've agreed upon prior. Right.
However, communication.
Yes, he is very much my comfort and my safety. So I was raped when I was younger. So I need to, and I think that's part of my control issues. Like, I feel like I need to be in control. Mm-hmm. So I think it's rooted deep in that. And I need him there. He makes me feel safe. Mm-hmm. And he just so happens to very much enjoy it.
Yes. So
that's an added bonus.
Right. Yeah. So just first, I want to say whatever turns her on, turns me on.
Off top.
Like, I completely get that. Yep. I completely get that energy because she's going somewhere. That is amazing for me, mm-hmm. you know, so.
Man, you're a hell of a man. You're a hell of a man, brother. You're a hell of a man.
Also, because I'm submissive does not mean I'm a pushover.
Right. Oh, exactly.
I am her fierce protector.
Yes, and he is a
I will lay someone down if I need to.
Woo.
They will know that they've made a mistake treating her a certain way mm-hmm. or hurting her a certain way. Mm-hmm. It may be a couple days in the hospital for them because I will let them know that is not
a couple days in jail for you.
Yes. You know what? It is what it is.
Right. Big D.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking
about. There is no try, my friend. Hey. There is due.
You know, I'm a fan, bro. And the more we talk, the more I become a fan, man. I study people. Mm-hmm. So I love this conversation because it allows me to just open my mind. Okay. You know, and just to really to take the stigmas, the taboos, the judgmental.
Yes.
Cause you're a hell of a guy, B. I really fucks with you, bro. I fucks with you the long way, even with all this, right? Like that mm-hmm. prior, I wouldn't. If I was watching this on TV, I'd be like, that motherfucker's crazy. But knowing you and fucking with you, I'm like, hold on, I gotta think about this differently now because this is my brother.
Yeah,
this is
because it's brother, real. You know? It's real, you know. And at the absolute end of the day, it's
contagious,
right? It's at the absolute end of the day, it's us.
Yes.
We're not hurting anyone. We're not affecting anyone. It's our thing. Mm-hmm. Right. And I'm not going to push it on anybody. Mm-hmm. But so there's a guy here at camp.
Oh my God. The chastity thing scares the living shit out of him. So time he sees,
right. So,
yep.
So has EA told you about the campground that we're at right now?
No.
Okay, so super quickly, we live in two campers.
Okay.
That's where we live, okay? One of the campers we're taking south. The other camper's at an adult-only campground. Hmm. And it's a lifestyle campground.
Got it. Okay. I got it.
Yeah. And it's clothing optional.
Optional. Oh, okay. But like,
so is it
I put clothes on for you.
It's like,
it's different. So there, I just found this out. There's a significant difference between a nudist camp and a lifestyle camp. Oh. So mm-hmm. a nudist camp they believe in being one with nature, and very, you know, the clothes just creates a barrier between you and the universe.
Right.
So at nudist camps, there's kids because that's a whole culture, right?
Oh, I never knew that. Kids.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is something that they believe in. It's almost like a religion in some instances.
Raise a minute.
If you start to get an erection at a nudist camp, you need to remove yourself from the situation, get it under control.
Right.
It's not allowed.
Right.
Where we're at, it's a lifestyle campground, and it's basically free reign. Like
free
people are,
do whatever.
You can fuck wherever like you want. Yep.
Yeah.
You can if you want to.
Yeah.
There has been.
Not us.
Right. No.
You walking around, motherfuckers just banging out right there. Bam, bam, bam.
Well,
interesting.
The men, it's funny. The men will wear like a t-shirt and sandals, but be naked underneath. Like, I don't understand the t-shirt.
Because he don't want his chest. He ain't got the physique. If he had some showmanship, he'd probably take the shirt off and say, fuck it, let's go.
Maybe.
Let's go.
If he's going to let his man down here swing,
you might as well just show it all.
Right?
Yeah.
It all sounds interesting to me. So that's the cap you guys are.
Fantastic group of humans.
Yeah.
They're very, for the most part, very non-judgmental.
Yeah.
And there's all body shapes and sizes.
I think my
favorite part is like the women that I kind of surround myself with, and most of the women in this campground are very body positive, and you know, they encourage you and make you feel empowered and beautiful in your own skin.
Yeah. Yep.
And you know, it's just a great group of people who are very.
So you walking around naked?
I mean, I do sometimes, not mostly in my camper because I'm a chicken shit. Yeah. And we've only been residents here for 5 years, and every now and then I'll flash a friend or two. But
How about you, B? How about you, Sprinkles? You be going around naked, walking around with the t-shirt and the flip flops on?
No, not fucking allowed. If he's okay. the buck
stops here.
Yeah. So here's the irony in that, right? With the first weekend we came here?
Was it here or was it when we went to the other campground?
No, because I was down at the beach.
Yeah, I don't think you were naked. You got naked at the other campground.
No, because I had everything but the cage on. I had everything but the cage off.
Oh.
And we were sitting down at the beach, and what's his name? Dave, who was parked next to the pond.
Yeah. Our first weekend here, I look over and I see a big hairy man butthole, and I was like, what the fuck am I doing? I gotta adjust. I mean, he was fully comfortable being absolutely naked, and he was doing something on his camper, so he was bent over.
Oh, yeah.
And I walked out my door and I just saw a hairy butthole, and I was like,
so what is those camp population? The population was 100 people, two people, three?
On a weekend, probably, yeah. About 100, maybe.
There's probably 100 residents. Right now with the spots they have,
there's probably
75 spots for just residents, and they're expanding more. And then that will be the end of the expansion. And then they have a weekend area, a group area.
Yeah. Wow. I said I want to come.
It's the
week. Well, if you don't mind me asking, you don't have to be like, what state is this in?
It's Cushing, Wisconsin. It's called Freedom Valley Campground.
Okay.
And you can, if you look it up, you have to look up because there's another Freedom Valley Campground that's in
Pennsylvania,
Illinois, and it's for gay men only.
Oh, yeah.
No women allowed.
They walk around giving it to everybody.
Wow.
Yeah.
Downtown the theme song. Yes.
Yes.
Got it.
Yeah.
Got it.
But yeah, it's a great, the community is pretty nice, and it's a good place for us to come and record. And I do legit massage here. It's not happy ending massage or anything kinky.
That's the second time you took the question from me.
You're welcome. No happy endings on my massages, unless
not
it's
even
my
for
husband.
Me.
Yeah, that's true.
It's a business.
He doesn't usually even get a massage. It's like when you're married to a mechanic and they don't fix your cars.
Yeah.
That's real talk.
He will get one tomorrow, though.
That's real talk. You know, me and my wife go, because I know my wife, I seen her. She was nodding her head. And so me and her going to have our own conversation off camera. So I'm going to come back and have some more questions. And you know what I mean? I don't want the well to run dry. I want people to be like, damn, I can't wait for them to come back.
You're going to come home one day and find a cock cage on your dresser.
Yeah, and she's going to put it on her. She's going to put it on her. Don't think about women. Right.
Because I'm going to have one of them hot girl nights that she had mentioned.
Yeah.
Turn you on while I go out and do my thing.
Yeah, right. That would turn me on. I'm just, I'm built differently. So I was like,
yeah.
And that's the thing. Yeah, yeah,
it's
right?
Not, it's not for everybody. It's, at
you know,
all
your different wiring, your people are wired a different way. Yes, and yes. I don't expect the things that turn me on to turn other guys on, right, or other, like, I'm me, right, and yeah, I have my specific thing.
And I yep, applaud you, because I really have a super newfound respect. I had one the first time we did this. I was like, okay, that's my boy. Now you like my guy, bro. I just, man, I can't wait to meet you in the flesh, just because, yeah, like, you're so genuine and real. I know that you would never lie to me. You gonna always keep it 1,000 with me, because, bro, you,
yeah, we're,
man, you gave me that. If you give me that, that's the most, yep, fucking personable, yep, thing you can do. If you can intimate, yep, it real with the, with your intimacy part,
yep,
and ain't nothing else, ain't nothing else to it. The relationship is, yep, is solidified, brother. I just want you to know that.
100%.
Well, and it's interesting too, because when people interact with me for the podcast and things like that, a lot of them will come to me and they've had very long-term marriages, mm-hmm, and they're looking for something to spice it up. So, and I'm not saying chastity, right, or even, but you know, like we also participate in, like, I will flog him.
What's flog?
Mm-hmm. And flogging is like a, oh, I can't reach it.
Yeah, you gotta really, so, you gotta talk to us like we 8-year-olds, or me, I should say.
So, it's an implement. It's got leather strings that hang down.
It's like a whip.
Yeah,
it is.
Kind of.
It's got lots of little. Yeah. But here's the thing: it's actually quite therapeutic. Like, it took me a really long time to get on board with this, but the rhythm and the tapping, like, I'm not always doing it to inflict pain. I sure do inflict pain,
mm-hmm,
but it's a lot of the rhythm of it, and the tapping is like therapeutic.
It's like TMS therapy for people that are
depressed. Yes. Mm. Yep. And you can get muscles to release, yep, like his tight muscles can release, yeah, and it allows him to get out of his own head. And I mean, he doesn't like the pain. I think that's a misconception.
I don't much care for it, but what happens is, in those instances, again, it goes back to the re-emotional thing, mm-hmm, that we talked about in pegging. There's an emotional thing, right? Because again, I know that she's turned on while doing this. You know, it took a little while for her to get to the place where she, because I'm her provider. I'm the man that loves her deeply and all these things. And why on earth would I hurt him? You know, yep, that's what her thought was, until she figured out kind of my side of it.
I actually had him do it to me.
That's it.
And then I realized kind of how it felt and what it was like.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was like game on.
It was game on.
Hey, I like your strategies. Try it out, then game on.
Yep. Yeah. We were a little more active over last winter with it. Not so much since then, which is fine. It's a season. It comes and goes, mm-hmm, and that's fine. But there was a specific time where we went through the whole, they call it a scene. I think that's kind of a weird word to use for it, but it's the moment that we had doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And she had gone to town on me really good, like really powerful. And then we figured out that I need a moment afterwards. You know, I need to just lay there, mm-hmm, and just kind of both soak it in and just kind of just feel it, not physically, but just emotionally feel it.
Yeah.
And I felt tears coming out of my eyes.
Oh shit.
But not from pain. I was overwhelmed with the emotion of it. It was such a, I had never, ever, ever felt that. I'd had that situation in my life before with previous women, but I'd not really had that moment. And it was so significant.
And I don't like hit him and bail.
Right.
I mean,
no.
I'm there, you know, touching him, and I lay there with him. It's not like, oh, right, here, let me beat the shit out of you with this logger. And then I'm out.
Ain't not talking bad to him, like, motherfucker, bam. You ain't doing nothing.
Yeah. I mean, I still struggle with the humiliation aspect of things. I'm getting much better with it, but he enjoys that as well. Mm-hmm.
So he likes you to say, yeah, motherfucker, take this in your ass. Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So to an extent. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
And it's, mm-hmm, like I said, it's our thing, and it all comes from communication. Yeah. It's, mm-hmm, it always comes back to, it's got to be communicated. We have to talk this out, and when we do something and something doesn't go quite right, We need to talk it out, you know, or if something wants, if something needs to be a little bit different or whatever needs to be talked out, or you're not feeling it anymore. That needs to be talked out. Mm-hmm. All of it. Always with the talking. Always, always, always.
And how long y'all been in a relationship?
We have been together for 9 years. We will be married for 7 years this New Year's
Eve.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, man.
And I mean,
and this has been kind of part of us, or evolving as part of us from day one. Almost. Say,
yeah, you did say that you met in a situation like that.
So we met online.
Yeah.
I started chatting with him, and like the first week we started chatting, we hadn't even met yet. Mm-mm. But he was at a place in his life where I'm done fucking around. Like, this is what I want. And if you're not, if this doesn't work for you, then this isn't going to work for us. Right, like, now. One of the first.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
One of the first.
I don't want to waste anybody's time.
Yeah. One of the first things he said was, I'm not moving. We were 2 hours apart at the time. And I'm like, that's not a problem. I'll move. And then the second thing he said is that.
Well, let me qualify that. I wasn't, not to be a dick, but I had promised my kids, and my kids had been through the divorce with their mom and I, and they've been through a lot of instability in the previous couple of years before I met Christine. Mm-hmm. And I said, I am not going anywhere. And I am not moving until you graduate. That is my promise to you. Yeah. And
my kids didn't really have a great relationship with their dad, and he was in a bad place in his life. Mm. And, you know, I was willing to put in the effort to meet halfway, but he didn't really see them a lot anyway. And we were kind of looking for a new start and getting out of, you know, whatever the case was. Mm-hmm. And but from day one, like the first time he hugged me, I was like, oh my God, this is my husband. Oh, yeah. I have always trusted him. I have always we were 2 hours away and he had a history, and I knew of this history of him being being unfaithful, mm-hmm. and whatever. And he, from day one, had always been honest with me. I mean, even when we first started dating, he's like, you know, I'm kind of seeing this other chick, and I'm like, that's fine, do your thing. And he, you know, whatever. He called me back like a half hour later. He's like, I couldn't do it.
Nope, that's done.
Fire.
He's like,
done. That's done. Let's talk.
Yeah. So. I mean, we've always had this connection. Like, I tell him all the time, like, I think I was made for him. Mm-hmm. Like, I think that, you know.
And I'm always of the mindset that I do not deserve this woman. Mm-hmm. I just don't, you know, it's so everything that she gives me, I don't deserve it.
Damn.
But I treat her in a way that shows that.
It's action word. Love is an action word.
Yeah.
So, my brother. Yeah. Do you ever get mad at her?
I'll tell you, it's interesting.
I would say yes.
No.
Frustrated, maybe, not mad. I think he gets frustrated with me sometimes.
Frustrated.
Yeah, at absolute most, I've gotten frustrated maybe a handful of times.
It's mostly been related to Ocean Tree Creative and my lack of doing the things that he knows I'm capable of doing, mm-hmm. and I have the imposter syndrome, mm-hmm. and feel like I can't do it. So his frustration comes from love.
Yes.
But he's never, he's only yelled at me one time, and that was, had to do with our kids.
Yeah.
I mean, blending a family is very hard.
Yeah. Like
you're very for your kids. And when you have two other parents that are involved in things, that gets tempered. I mean, mm-hmm. that was like one time.
One time, yeah.
Man, you guys got a nice relationship, and I'm glad we were here to just share the moments, you know, and that was just a snapshot. That was mm-hmm. pretty much a snapshot, but I can kind of fill in the gaps myself, because I'm a visual person, right?
Mm-hmm. Me too. Mm-hmm.
I got the ice cream and the samples forever. Like every time I talk to you from now on, B, that's always going to be in my head. The sprinkles and
the ice cream.
Yes, and I'm sure I'm going to be back again. We're going to do this again, right?
100%.
So how can the people follow you if people are interested in knowing more, how to get involved with you? How can they follow you right now?
I'll tell you.
Wait a minute. We should be pumping your podcast.
Yes.
We'll
get to that too.
We will. But this, I'm telling you, I was here
we'll
for you. This was your show. So, and I want the people to know how they can get it, you know, because there's probably more questions. We just looked over the
message. Wait for the next episode, because I still got questions.
So I know my wife. We'll mess around and be here for 2 or 3 hours right now.
Yeah, yeah. We should totally do this once a month for sure. Can. That would be so fun.
That's good.
I mean, love that.
Consistency is key.
I do.
So if you really want to get the word out and you want to, you know, you know, build your net, you know, build your network in this. I strongly recommend we do this once a month, and it gives us perspective too. I'm a people studier, so
because I definitely, I'm going to go say that, but I have to because we keep it real on here. My husband and I have been together intimately, or bunk all that, sexually, since we were teenagers, right? And so now that we're adults and I'm, you know, transitioning with the perimenopause and just, you know, my next life that's coming up, I got to get my husband out the bed, okay? Because when my body lays in the bed, I'm ready to go to sleep. When his body lays in the bed, he ready to get busy. And so we keep hitting and missing, but we have so much house and opportunity. So I'm trying to open his mind to let him know we can be intimate anywhere. We don't, it just doesn't have to be in the bedroom. So yes, we gonna definitely have to come back and do some chit chatting and chilling.
I would love that.
Yes, you guys definitely stimulated the just the conversation. I could tell the way she said that. I might get some right here and now. Here and now. Oh yeah! Wait, yes. I'm gonna put Luther Vandross on. It's going down in here.
Luther. Well, I'm not opposed to. Well, I'm not opposed to watching. You may not want to do that with the camera on.
Yeah.
Hey, we have to schedule that.
Put on a show.
Wait, let me get my dollars. I'll throw them at the camera.
I'm gonna give you
Zell or somebody. You know, they going
no, call. Actually, no. This is a great time. This is the moment to plug Al. No, just call us on Al.
That means we have to go live.
You got to stay live. You know what? I was talking to Jason about putting a video component.
That's what I said. They
a video component. He should add that to it. An option. It's still paying for the time, but give people an option to do the video, because just this segment alone, video paying for the time, it could make sense.
Yeah, there's something there for that for sure.
Okay, wait, we're getting off track.
Oh, yeah.
We're not the only one with ADD.
Yeah.
Okay, so wait.
I can go anywhere you want to go. I can choo choo.
Yeah. So first, you tell us how people can listen to your podcast, because I think that your guys' podcast, I mean, EA, we've kind of pumped you, but you should pump that again too. But tell me more about your guys' podcast and where people can find you if they want to.
Just give me, analyze this topic. It's all one word. Google it. Go to YouTube. I would say YouTube is my most prominent, and I haven't reached 1 million views on that stuff yet. So that's what's stopping me from putting out season 3. I have some season 3 footage that I'm waiting, but I'm just so like, I'm so, my ego. I'll be real.
Ego
I know what I'm doing. I know, but I know what I'm doing though. I think I'm very strategic with this. When I tell the story later, there's a method to the madness. I want to get that to 1 million views so I can really go in. And really, because I've already negotiated contracts. I've had the distribution contracts with the show already. So
nice.
So YouTube is where I would strongly recommend anyone that want to follow me and my wife's story. We got Meet the Allens on there. And it's been a phenomenal journey. You know, we talked about infidelity. We talked about stability.
We talked about infidelity while going through infidelity. That's what makes it real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
And then still being together. Like, we still together now. So. There's a lot more to the story that, you know, that's still like, you know, people are waiting for that next, people that really follow it, they're really waiting for it. I'm being strategic with the next run of this. You know what I mean? Plus, I want some time to get myself together. That's just being honest. So, but I'm back. I'm ready. And now that I've got, you know, Ocean Tree Creative, like as a teammate, hey, it's going to come sooner than later.
Got it.
Sooner than later.
Let's go.
Okay? I love it. Let's go.
Yeah. And we'll put links to all your stuff in the show notes.
And a link to your,
we'll link to all the things.
Bit.ly for your book.
Sprinkles. I fucks with you, bro. I fucks with you, my brother. I fucks with you. Hey, that's our insight. I'll never say that around other people because that won't work for me. Like,
I got it.
Grown man sprinkles. Right? No.
I love it. I love it.
Anytime we on the show, you sprinkles, and I say sprinkles, man, that's you.
Yep. I love it.
And I love that you guys took the time to come on the show. I love the questions.
Absolutely.
And it's just amazing chatting with you. You guys both have fantastic energy. I love it so much.
Can't wait to meet you guys in the flesh too.
Yes.
For sure.
Yes.
It's going to be one of those missions.
Yes. And I'm glad you, you know, definitely tugged me. Because again, I was in my own world. Plus I work from home. So, I'm by myself a lot, you know. And I'm getting ready to go lay down.
Right. I mean, it didn't really make sense to my wife. I just put it like that. It didn't make sense to her. I have to make it make sense. So I was like, honey, just trust me on this one. Yeah. This is for us.
I'm blessed.
Yes, for sure. This was amazing. Good. I love it. And thank you.
Yes, we definitely have to redo this. I would love to do it again.
You know, we'll make it a monthly, quarterly something. We'll just do it. It's like you're building something, you have to do it like that. Once it's too close to none. Mm-hmm.
I love it. That's awesome. Well, I appreciate your time on it is Saturday, right?
Yeah, yep, it's Saturday.
On a Saturday night.
Yeah, I forgot. I got something to do. I got to take my son somewhere. So,
Okay, well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. And we will chat soon about when we can have you guys back on.
Sounds good.
You let us know, B.
Sounds good.
B, you let me know whenever you're ready. We'll schedule it out and we ready, man. You know what I'm saying?
I will do that. Thank you so much.
Happy Saturday. Take care.
Yes, happy Saturday. See you for Self-Care Sunday.
Yes. Peace.
Thank you so much for listening today. I genuinely appreciate your time. If you happen to have any questions, all of my contact information is in the show notes of this and every episode. Don't hesitate to reach out. Also, in the show notes, there is a link to my Patreon, where your support is incredibly appreciated. Patrons have access to advanced and extra content from this and other podcasts that we produce, FLR consulting via messages and video, and input on the production of each podcast. There is also a link to my OnlyFans page. My fans on that platform have access to full and sample erotic audios and other posts. OnlyFans is now the safe place where you can order custom erotic audios, videos, and photos. Mention that you heard it on this podcast for a 10% discount. Most importantly, though, if you have the option to rate and review my podcast on the platform you listen to it on, please do. Good ratings and reviews help boost my podcast in the charts so that more and more people are able to hear what I have to say about the lifestyle. Until next week, be good to yourself and each other.